I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. Tax Day is just more than a week away, but a report from the General Accounting Office indicates corporate America may not be as stressed about tax time as you are. The investigative arm of Congress found more than 60% of American companies paid zero federal taxes in the late 90s. 60%. And that was a boom time for the economy. Joining us from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Fagelin. Tess, how could companies avoid paying taxes then when they were making their highest profits?
Well, that's the question a lot of people are asking today, Alex. And, of course, this could really strike a nerve with a lot of taxpayers who, as you mentioned, are doing their own taxes right now. This report from the GAO shows a majority of U.S. companies paid not a dime to the federal government from 1996 to the year 2000, and 70% of foreign companies also managed to avoid paying Uncle Sam. And this is a long-term trend. Corporate tax receipts are at the lowest rate since 1983.
Are there any trends indicating who is paying taxes and who's not?
Well, I think one of the surprises was that the bigger the company, the more likely it was to pay its taxes. Also, newer companies were less likely to pay, but the GAO said that that might be because they have more upfront expenses, more write-offs than more established companies. Peter Orszag is a senior fellow in economic studies at the Brookings Institution, and according to him, what the GAO report and some other reports underscore is that different companies are paying vastly different tax rates on their income.
If you look across corporations, some corporations are particularly good at sheltering their income from tax, and others are less good at that. And that introduces unfairness as you look across corporations. We don't want to be having our corporate sector competing in how well they can dodge taxes, and there does seem to be some evidence that that's precisely what's occurring.
And again, it doesn't look like this is kind of an industry versus industry problem, and it also apparently doesn't matter whether they're based here in the U.S. or abroad.
Does anyone have ideas for about how to make corporations pay up?
Well, there are already several moves underway in Congress and at the IRS to crack down on, for example, the abuse of incorporating your company offshore, say in Bermuda. This would be a company like Tyco. Tax shelter schemes put together by some of the country's major accounting firms are also under scrutiny. You can probably bet that this is going to be a topic of some discussion in the presidential campaign.
Uh-huh.
And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're looking at the economic realities of life on the streets.
Well, thank you, Tess. Tess Fagelin of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.